Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.13, the final episode in the series on God and the day-to-day. The topic for this episode is work. I'm posting this episode on Christmas Day, but you probably are listening to it after Christmas. I hope that this recent Christmas season renewed your joy and appreciation for the amazing gift that God provided us over 2,000 years ago, the gift of a Savior. Even though Christmas Day may be in your rearview mirror, I encourage you in the coming weeks and months to remind yourself of all that the Incarnation, Jesus coming to earth as a human being, means for you. For me, a great way to remember the true meaning of Christmas is to listen to part one of Handel's Messiah. And that's actually what I was doing before I started recording this episode. The entire text of Messiah is from the Bible, and part one focuses on the prophecies about the Messiah and the events of the first Christmas. Once I learned the story of George Friedrich Handel, I appreciated Messiah even more. Handel started composing operas when he was a teenager. By his 20s, he was the highest paid composer in the world, and every performance of his sold out. But then, audiences began chasing after newer artists, and Handel eventually went bankrupt. He became depressed, and stress brought on a palsy that crippled some of his fingers. But Handel's troubles matured him, his temper mellowed, and his music became more heartfelt. One day, Charles Jennings brought Handel a manuscript that was a collection of Bible texts about Jesus. The opening words, comfort ye my people, moved Handel. He started composing music for the words. 23 days later, the entire Messiah, which takes over 3 hours to perform, was complete. A year and a half later, Messiah opened to enormous crowds in London, with Handel leading from the harpsichord. Handel's fame rose again. Even after he went blind, he continued to play the organ for performances of Messiah and his other oratorios until his death, 16 years after the first Messiah performance. Handel never found more joy in his work than he did with Messiah. So let's talk about work. The Bible passage for today is Ephesians 2, 8-10. I'll read from the English Standard Version, the ESV. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. If you're like most men, then your job is much more than your primary source of income. It's a big part of your identity, and it may not be offering you the fulfillment or even the satisfaction that you wish it did. After all, only about half of all American workers are satisfied with their jobs. Why is that? Are we putting too much emphasis on what we do for a living? Should we just punch the clock and build our investment portfolios until we can retire, at which point we can finally start enjoying our lives? For a lot of history, most men didn't seek fulfillment in their job. Their chosen career path was not a big part of their identity. For example, in the time of Jesus, a typical worker was a day laborer who earned a day's wage for a day's work. Every day, he set out to find someone who would hire him to work that day. If he was successful, then he took money home to his family. Work meant little more than food on the table. Or did it? In Matthew 20, Jesus tells a parable that compares the kingdom of heaven to workers in a vineyard. This is a parable that may make you frustrated and even angry. Let me read it to you from the ESV. Before I start, Let me give you a little context for the parable. In Judea at that time, the workday started at dawn. If you wanted to get hired as a day laborer, then you went to the marketplace at around 6 a.m., which was zero hour. The third hour was around 9 a.m. The sixth hour was around noon. The ninth hour was around 3 p.m. And the 12th hour was 6 p.m. or sundown. That's when work stopped and everyone got paid. What'd you get paid for working 12 hours? You got paid a day's wage, which was called a denarius. Okay, here's the parable. For the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into the vineyard. After going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. At about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge me my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. This parable often is used to encourage people that it's never too late to become a Christian. After all, the workers who were hired in the 11th hour got the same wage as the workers who were hired at dawn. But is that all that the parable is about? As someone who became a Christian early in life, I find myself asking, why? Why is the kingdom of God like this, Jesus? How is this fair? It's not, unless there is joy in work. Rather than viewing the parable from the perspective of the workers who were hired in the 11th hour, let's examine the parable from the perspective of the workers who were hired at dawn. At 6 p.m., these are the guys who are complaining that the owner of the vineyard is not fair. But let's go back 12 hours and consider how these guys felt when they were hired at dawn. They knew they'd be working for 12 hours. They knew they would bear the scorching heat of the early afternoon. They knew that they would earn a day's wage and nothing more. They agreed to all of this at 6 a.m. But how'd they feel about it at 6 a.m.? They were at peace with it. In fact, they were probably happy about it. Why? Because they were assured that they were providing for their families, which was their responsibility. Their feelings changed at 6 p.m. because they were jealous that the men who didn't work a full day got the same pay that they did. I'm hoping that, after they thought about it for a while, at least some of them changed their tune, because they had observed a few things about the owner of the vineyard. Things such as, he was true to his word. He was generous. He cared about people. And what would they do the next day when they had to find work again? What about the day after that? And the day after that? What employer would they seek out in the marketplace at 6 a.m.? Who would you seek out in the marketplace the next day? You would seek out the owner of that vineyard every day. God created us for a variety of reasons. One of those reasons was to work. Genesis 2 tells us that before God created the first man, Adam, no small plant of the field had yet sprung up. Why? because there was no man to work the ground. After God created Adam, God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. Why do we work? We work because God works. He didn't retire after the sixth day of creation. He just rested for a day. Now God is working again. He's a master craftsman, and his prized creation is you and me. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. God finds joy in his work. We should do the same. Next week, we'll start a new weekly strength series on the nature of God. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.